something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Priesthood and Sacrifice.
Hallelujah.
Now, you know, in 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, and I'll read to you from verse 14 into verse 15. It says, "For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again." That Jesus died for all of us, everybody, so that those who live should no longer live unto themselves, but unto the one who died for them. If you truly believe in Jesus Christ and that he died for you, he says that you ought to live for him. You ought to live for him. Because the only reason you live today is because of him. And if you believe that, then you live for him. Praise God. And so, our understanding of God's requirements can help us in our way of life. I explained something. I said, what is God's dream? What is his dream? And we read from Exodus chapter 19, verses 5 and 6. You remember? When he said to the children of Israel that if they would obey him, he would make out of them a kingdom of priests, if they would obey his commandments. And then we talked about the fact that over in the New Testament, the gospel came to us without our having to obey his laws. He brought the gospel to us, that in Christ Jesus, life has been given to us. And that if we will accept his lordship and come into his kingdom by virtue of the lordship of Jesus Christ, then we become a kingdom of priests. And so we read in 1 Peter chapter 2, let's go back there, verse 9, where he said, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood." That's a kingdom of priests. Royalty. That's a kingdom of priests. He says, "A royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that he should show forth the praises of him who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy." Oh, glory to God. Wonderful. And so we read in that verse 5 of the same chapter, the same book, ye also as living stones are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. So he expects us to offer spiritual sacrifices. God's Spirit is upon you. Amen. And His mighty presence is working in your life. Amen. His grace is multiplied in your life. Amen. Be successful everywhere you go. Amen. Be prosperous everywhere you go. Amen. The wisdom of God is functioning for you. Amen. Working for you. You will speak as the oracle of God. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. No power can overcome you. Because the Spirit of God is working in your life. Promotion is yours. Increase is yours. Progress is yours. Health is yours. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, every hindrance on your way is removed in the name of Jesus. Every obstacle is removed in the name of Jesus. You are making progress. You are moving forward in the name of Jesus. No weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. Speaking other tongues right now. Praying the Holy Ghost. Speaking other tongues. Thank you, Lord.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me, and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Love World Arena, New Garage, Abadan. Worship with us on Sundays by 8 a.m. to 10:30 a.m., Wednesdays, lunch hour service 12 noon, evening service 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-912-127-0839, +234-805-952-0312, +234-703-229-9349, or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. God bless you.